Moncrief on News Talk.
Online, you'll find all sorts of people touting the best morning routine. Get up at 5 a.m, run 10k before breakfast, stick your head in a bucket of ice. No one says turn over and go back to sleep, and no one seems to question if any of this stuff might make people actually feel worse. Aideen Stack is a health psychologist. Afternoon, Aideen.
Hi, hello, hi, nice to meet you. Thanks for having me on.
These people who kind of put up online these kind of mad routines they have, do we know for sure they actually do it, or do they just do it once?
Well, actually, Tom, that was something that came to mind when I saw the video that I was shown last week, was how do we know that this is actually 4 a.m. that he's videoing this? And that's the thing with being online. I suppose it's that whole Instagram versus reality. We never truly know what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah. So I assume you're referring to this fella, Ashton Hall, who gets up at 4 a.m.
Yeah. So that video was brought to my attention last week. I'll be honest, it's not something that comes across my own personal algorithm. But from talking to people in my life and from listening to kind of clients, it does appear to be kind of pushed more and more recently, particularly maybe to people in their mid to late 20s, early 30s, this kind of very extreme morning routine.
Yeah. Do you come across people, Aideen, who want to emulate this kind of thing?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, it's becoming more more topical. And I think it's perhaps rooted in this sense of, I see this online, that person looks like they have everything together, they are making loads of money, they have great bodies, they look really well. They're getting up at 4 a.m. Well, I should be doing this too. You know, I should be getting up exercising. I should be eating like this. I should be doing all these things in order to have this great, perfect life that it looks like they have.
Yeah, though they've probably got loads of money to start with. And I think Ashton Hall has a servant or something who brings him his breakfast.
Yeah, that was something that I really noticed in that particular video, was there were these hands popping in every now and then, handing him, you know, there was a bucket of ice, there was his breakfast, there was this, there was that. So there was very clearly somebody there helping him, whereas the average person in their day-to-day life, you know, doesn't have a PA or whatever it may be, a chef or, you know, somebody to support them. And yet still, you know, people are taking on this pressure of, I should be doing all these things and able to do it at this level of these multimillionaires with all this extra support around them that they can essentially pay for.
At the same time, if someone decides to go to bed really early and get up really early, is there anything in and of itself wrong with that?
Well, I mean, we have to ensure that we're looking at, firstly, what is behind the reason why somebody is doing this behavior? If it's something that perhaps they're, you know, doing in the short term, it's something that's making them feel very good, that they're not missing out on other important parts of their lives, that they're having balance in their life, then, yeah, I mean, okay. However, when we're looking at very extreme behaviors, there's often, you know, perhaps things behind that are driving it, like things like those shoulds, or I have to be like this, or I'm not good enough. And so, you know, really kind of exploring what it is that's driving these very, very early mornings is, I guess, where I would come in and what I would be thinking of for this person. There is also some research done in the University of Westminster, and it looked at people who got up very early in the morning, and they actually appeared to have higher levels of the stress hormone cortisol. Which, you know, cortisol in of itself is a really important chemical in our body. It's our get up and go chemical. However, if we have an extreme morning routine where we're getting up very early and we have elevated levels of cortisol straight off the bat, we know that this can have a detrimental impact on our both our physical and mental health in a long term. So maybe doing those things for a short term period alongside balance in other areas of life are okay, but I would really be curious as to why this person is doing this and what are the actual benefits for their physical and mental health.
Mm. So, like, does your body know it's actually 4 o'clock you're getting up, even if you've had your 8 hours sleep?
Well, so, yes, it would, because our bodies are very much synced with the natural sunlight. And, okay, at the moment in Ireland, it's getting bright very, very early in the morning, but essentially 4 o'clock is still the middle of the night. So if we're waking up and it's 4 o'clock, they're very intelligent. They recognize that it's still the middle of the night. And we are not naturally, as human beings, programmed to be, say, like working out and doing all these things in the middle of the night. So it's going to upset that kind of what we call our circadian rhythm, which is our sleep-wake cycle. Now, of course, if you kind of go to sleep earlier and you're still getting your 8 hours sleep, yes, your brain is getting that restful period. But I would be kind of thinking about what is happening in the brain when it's waking up at 4 a.m. Consistently, but waking up and going into kind of these stressful behaviors straight away at 4 a.m., like, say, working out, like, say, dunking your face in ice, which these things are very healthy. Of course, they are. They're good for us. But at 4 a.m., I'm not quite sure if that's going to be beneficial to the body in the long term.
Okay. So if you do tend to be an early riser, perhaps what mm-hmm. should you do?
Yeah. So, I mean, look, I'll be honest, Tom, I am an early riser myself. But we want to make sure that it's not like so extreme that it's 4 a.m. early. So, you know, getting up at the same time each day is what we know is most beneficial for us. Okay, so neuroscientists have done lots of studies around people's sleep-wake cycles. And getting up at the same time each day, our brain, our system loves. So whether that's 6 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m., whatever feels right for you after a good night's rest. And the most important thing, I guess, to do when we wake up is to really get up. Okay, so oftentimes people might pop the alarm on snooze over and over again, which then what can lead to is maybe procrastinating, thinking about what's it going to come ahead in the day. Then we're getting up and we're rushing. We're throwing things into the bag. We're trying to rush out the door. So we're already starting on the back burner. We're starting on a bit of stress. So trying not to snooze the alarm too much. Also, and I'm always warning people of this is a lot easier said than done, I know. Try not to hop on the phone straight away and be bombarded by all the information from Instagram and the news. Getting up, maybe dressing our beds, doing something like brushing our teeth, opening the curtains is really important, allowing that natural light to tell our brains that, okay, it's daytime, it's time to wake up, to get going. And then people have different things that they like to do in the mornings. You know, some people like to take a cool shower, or perhaps they like to do some breath work. Maybe they like to go for a walk. Whatever it is that feels right for you. But the most important thing is to remember to not start the day on stress. You know, to not start saying, oh, I have to go, 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 go.
This fella, Ashton Hall, apparently does some journaling after he's stuck his head in a bucket of ice. He didn't say what he writes in his journal other than stuck my head in a bucket of ice today. Yeah, so God loads. Someone says, I've been waking up at 5 a.m. for the last 30 years. The only mistake I've been making, it seems, is not filming everything. I could have been famous. I don't think it benefits me and gives me a clearer mind.
Right, okay. So then I would be saying to that person that, you know, that sounds like it works really well for you. If they've been doing it for 30 years and they're finding that it's not impacting their life in other ways and they're able to still, you know, perhaps connect with the people that are important to them, feel like they're functioning well in maybe their work life or in education, they're able to do things that they really enjoy during the day, absolutely, by all means, continue getting up at 5 a.m. But, you know, where I guess this kind of fad of this 4 a.m. that Ashton Hall is touting is that it is the extreme, and it's kind of really targeting vulnerable people who already feel like they're not doing enough. And then we kind of get into that area of what I like to call wired but tired. So we're physically exhausted, but our mind is in overdrive. I'm not doing enough. I have to do this. I have to do that. And, you know, 5 a.m. wake-ups, if that benefits you and you feel well, that's absolutely great.
Yeah.
But it's what's behind that 4 a.m. wake up is what would be concerning me as a psychologist.
Yeah, well, you could see how people might be anxious about their lives and what they need to do or what they feel, what responsibilities they have. But do you really think people are looking at Ashton Hall and they're really that stupid that they think, oh, God, I'll just do that?
You see, when people spend a lot of time online, we unfortunately our brains can start believing that what they're telling me is true to reality, you know, and a lot of people these days are spending a lot of time online. And I guess the line between reality or Instagram versus reality is becoming more blurred. And in particular would be those younger people, we're talking teenagers, maybe into their early 20s, whose lives are essentially online. And, you know, that is the reality of now. And so they're seeing these people that they look up to, again, with the loads of money and look really well. And if they're seeing those people doing those things, there can be that belief that comes in that's saying, well, I have to do that now too in order to be successful.
God help them. Aideen, thanks a million for talking to us today.
Thank you, Tom.
That was the health psychologist, Aideen Stack. None of these people doing extreme morning routines have young kids, says the texter. If I got a coffee, it's a good morning. Of course, if you have kids, you're getting up early anyway, but just it's not voluntary on your part. My morning routine is snoozing my alarm clock 3 times and annoying my husband. We nearly start each morning with a fight and a standoff at this stage. Marriage is compromised. Yeah, you may need to work on that a little bit, I would think.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.